Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Every week, we dive deep with economic development professionals on leadership and other issues challenging our industry. Our goal is to equip listeners with the knowledge to grow their impact and influence. You are America's Jobs Team, and when you get stronger, communities thrive. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am Faye Davis. I am here today with Carla Soans for another awesome episode. Today, we're going to talk about enthusiasm in our work. And I'm super excited because honestly, with this last year, with the change fatigue and the pace of work, especially in economic development, right? The things that we're hearing is that people were expected during the pandemic for things to even deal flow to slow down a little bit. And on no end whatsoever has that really happened, whether it was deal flow or other emergency situations. So Carla, let's talk a little bit about enthusiasm today.
Yeah. So I love the concept of thinking about enthusiasm because I know most of us are just, you have the people in your life that when you need a little bit of extra like oomph in your step, you kind of know where to go for that source of energy. And I think when you think about your organization having that spirit of enthusiasm, like not we have to, but we get to, like we get to serve our community in this way. And we get to be on these calls about confidential projects that are new and exciting. And, you know, that spirit of get to. And I just really think that when you have a culture that operates from that perspective, you have something special because you not only usually are more productive, but you also have that spirit of like, I want to work hard around people who are working hard for the same thing because they are excited about it. Like people go to cities because of just the feeling that there's something exciting happening there.
Yeah. Like they have joy around their community and they're excited to keep growing it. And they're excited just that they are that community.
Yes. I mean, you think about the things that you get excited, like it could be a new technology, you get excited about it, like a new show. Like I was just talking to somebody about the Friends reunion, like get excited about it. I mean, that was exciting. And when you think about the things that you're just naturally drawn to, imagine working alongside people who are excited to get to do the work that you're doing.
Well, and it's contagious,
it's
right?
Contagious.
Yeah. So we came up with three ideas to ramp up enthusiasm in the workplace. So let's talk through those.
Yeah. So I think the first thing that I think of when I think of enthusiasm is people who are on a mission to get better. And so you have to coach people into that place because it's a natural tendency to point out what didn't go well. And you still need to do that while balancing how do you coach people into success, help them learn from mistakes, but not get your organization into a place of fear that there's going to be some type of ramification that's really, really bad if, you know, there's areas that still need to improve. Like, how do you balance what's absolutely essential in our like deal breakers, like this can't happen. And how do you then allow people to still be evolving, learning and growing? Because you want people who are, again, excited, willing to take a few risks. And if you get into that fear-based leadership style, you'll have people kind of kicking back. They won't enjoy what they're doing and they really won't be very productive doing it because they're taking a long time to make sure that every single aspect of what they're doing is mistake-free.
And that kind of brings us back to that episode we did about micromanaging, because that's almost like a fear-based coaching tactic as well.
Yes. Yep. So you have to coach people into success. You have to notice the areas that they're really shining. And that kind of leads us into the next one, which is expressing gratitude. I think, you know, we've talked about this on the podcast before. I know we have, but I think it's really important to have a culture that has that spirit of gratitude because we really want to know that other people are recognized when we do something really well. I mean, it's just natural as human beings to feel like you want people to be like, you're good at something. Like you have this really unique thing about you that is awesome. And so how do we give credit when it's due? Like when somebody does something that's really monumental, how do you make sure that they know that you really saw it and you appreciate it? How do you say thank you when it's needed? And how do you just recognize those like really awesome linchpin things about your organization that are so cool. Like if you have somebody who is just can take a crazy PowerPoint and make it look beautiful, not everybody has that skill. Like they need to know that that is rare. You treasure it. And so how do you express that gratitude in a way that makes people feel like they are the rare gem that you're treasured? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we're still working on it. All gems have some flaws, but this is so cool that you have it. And then last one is, I think you always have to be growing and developing your own leadership. I mean, people look to the top to set the tone, and you know, they look to people around them. And we're just, if you get into a situation where the organization starts focusing on what all the cracks, then you'll start to have a culture of cracks, people looking for cracks. And that isn't the most enthusiastic place that you can be. It's again, going from like, I have to, and I get to. And so how do you really set that tone for yourself, if you're a point leader, or if you're a team leader, or if you're on a team? Like, how do you make the commitment to your team that I'm going to not look for cracks? Like, I'm going to look for opportunities to make things better, because we get to do this work. And I think that helps people become better versions of themselves. I think it improves the enthusiasm. It just improves overall morale. I mean, people want opportunities.
I love that. And we purposely put these in the order that we did, because that enthusiasm, people have to know that the leader is also working on themselves, but it's an important part of it. It starts with coaching other people for success. So it really starts with focusing on the team as a whole. And then of course that gratitude piece. But like I said earlier, enthusiasm in your job is important, and it's so contagious, because when you are excited about something, we automatically start getting excited, like, oh wow, Carla is like really into this. Like there's got to be something more to it. And it inspires people to start taking a deeper look at like, what is our plan? What is our vision for the future? How are we going about achieving that? And like, maybe we can all work together and come up with ideas together. So I think you have some other tips on creating more enthusiasm in the workplace as well.
Yeah. So one of the things I think you can do if you're looking to kind of boost enthusiasm in your organization, I mean, obviously it starts with you, but I think that promoting teamwork. So, you know, there's these awesome moments where you can say, hey, have you talked to so-and-so, which might be an unlikely pair. Like you might be asking somebody who works in a completely different division on completely different things and saying like, you know, who might have good insight is so-and-so. And that does a couple of things. One, it gives you a well-rounded perspective. And two, the two people that you just united to work on an opportunity now get to see other people's perspective and have an opportunity to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And so you're leaning into, you know, how do I get other people to notice how cool this team is, like the people on this team and how beautifully diverse.
I love that, because that rings true not only for like an internal team, right? An organizational team, but that rings true for our whole profession. So one of my favorite things is to see hear a peer in our community say like, you know, I'm working on this thing and I'm just struggling with these points of it. And then seeing them get connected to another peer who has done something similar and watching the magic happen. And we just recently launched our digital community platform, and seeing some of the interactions that are happening there, or hearing feedback from the private conversations that are happening via private message there from people that are like, oh my gosh, that person is struggling kind of with the same thing as me. I want to connect with that person, and I want to feel more like, or I want to absorb more of that energy of like, what are they doing to get out of it, to really promote a more cohesive economic development like unit as a whole. And I just love that.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And I love that too, Faye. And I think, you know, part of what I think organizations need to do when it comes to enthusiasm is really not be afraid to share the story of what they're doing. And I think economic developers are some of the most humble people. Like they do the work, often behind the scenes. And, you know, you don't want to be so bold in claiming all of the victory for yourself, right? And that's awesome. And I really admire that. But when you think about your team, sometimes teams need to unite around a story of a person that received a job or received a new opportunity due to the work. And so how do you, you know, make storytelling a part of the fabric of your organization so that people stay in touch with, you know, why do we do what we do? What makes us want to do this? And how do we keep people in that spirit of like, we get to do this, like we get to help people get to this moment in time where they are the stars at their own groundbreaking, like we get to do that. And so kind of like really making sure that your organizational culture is grounded in those ways that you can express gratitude, that you're storytelling about the cool things that your people have done, and you're making connections where people can see, you know, kind of the goodness and those sweet spots and other people. It just creates this fire, like this magnet that people will be like, you know what? I don't know what they even do, but I want to be a part of a team like that. And that's really comes from that spirit of enthusiasm.
I love that. Carla, as we are ending this episode, I love talking about this stuff just because I think enthusiasm in your work is hugely important, right? If you don't have enthusiasm for work, you're not engaged in your work culture, you're not engaged in your community. So what are your final words, parting words?
You know, I think my final words are, it's easy to get down. You know, we're living in a society where things can sometimes be just like crunchy. And it's easy to get down and to think about like how hard things are. And I just encourage you that if you're in that place, to kind of get back to the roots of why you do what you do. And if a lot of problems can actually be solved when you flip them into, this is an opportunity for us to do better, to get better, to grow better, and to accelerate our community. And so how do you get your team to flip from problem to opportunity? And for me, that means having really good people around me that bring joy, that bring good ideas, that are supportive, that make you not feel alone. And so having that good network of mentors. So if you don't have a good network of mentors in economic development outside of your community, come join the community because you need them. Like they will let you know they have the same problem. They will also help solve the problem sometimes. And there's good humor, just good energy that you can get from other people who are doing amazing things in their community that can be that spark for you. And so come join the community, like get to know other people and, you know, surround yourself with people who are on the quest for the same thing and can really be that turbo boost for you when you need it.
Thank you so much for being with me today, Carla. And I'm looking forward to another awesome conversation next week. Thanks for sticking with us to the very end. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. The America's Jobs Team podcast releases episodes every week that are specifically curated for economic developers like you looking to stay in the know about industry trends, leadership development, career management, growing high-performing organizations, and so much more. So don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or really any other preferred podcast outlet that you use. America's Jobs Team is audio engineered by Joshua Wieters and produced by Faye Davis.